So right now I'm out of town. I'm staying at a hotel for an interview. I came down to the fitness center. I was about to do my workout when I thought, why don't I show you guys what I would do here, give you guys an idea of what you can do if you wanted to work out at a hotel gym. Now I know a lot of hotel gyms aren't that good, but let me show you what I'm working with over here. I got a cable machine, I got a whole bunch of cardio, and a whole lot of mirrors, which is pretty nice. This hotel gym, I don't have any dumbbells, but I have this cable machine, which is perfect because I can do a full body workout at just this cable machine. I've already done my 15 minutes of cardio just as a warm up, so I'm gonna head straight into my first exercises, which is gonna be for the chest. Now for the chest, you can do a chest kind of bench press with these cables, but what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna do a kind of chest fly. You can do three variations. I'm doing a high and a low variation just for that upper and lower chest. If you do it in the middle, that's more kind of like that central chest. So like I said, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do 10 reps, three sets each, for an upper and a lower chest split. Now for most of these exercises, what I'm doing is about three sets, 8 to 12 reps, just depending on what kind of weight that I set. I just finished my chest. I'm gonna head into my back. I'm doing sort of a start at the upper body, work my way down to the lower body. So now I'm gonna head into back. I'm gonna start out doing a warm-up by doing some pull-ups. I know a lot of you might not be able to do pull-ups, but if you can't do pull-ups, you should check out my how to work up to a pull-up video. So I'm gonna get those pull-ups done and I'm gonna head into my next exercises. So my next back exercise is just going to be a stiff-armed pull-down that's going to work kind of like the center part of my back and actually a little bit of my tricep, so that's going to be nice. Having the cable set up like this, I can do a row on my knees, just kind of concentrating on really contracting the center of your back, and that's how you're going to get the full benefit of this cable row exercise. So for my next exercise, I'm gonna do a lat pull down. I've got my cable set up to the highest notch I can get it, and I'm just gonna honestly just sit on my knees and just pull as I would do a regular lat pull down. I'm gonna move in the shoulder. I've got the cable set up to the lowest notch that it can go on both sides. What I'm just gonna do real quick though is I'm gonna do some regular just kind of cable shoulder flies, and then I'm gonna move on to another variation for shoulder. I'm going to lean off this little metal beam and just do one of those little shoulder raises, you know, nice, simple, easy. Two exercises for arms, one tricep and one for bicep. I have the tricep extension set up. It's one of my favorite tricep exercises to do. And on the other side, I have on the lowest notch a little handle for a cable curl. Now for my cable curls, I do them facing away from the cable machine, so that way I get this nice full range of motion when I'm doing the curl, rather than getting half the range of motion like this. Legs, I'm going to do some wall sits, and this you can do in between your other exercises while you're resting. Up here at this hotel, I'm gonna block out the name real quick. Look at how cute that is. Oh my goodness. For me personally, I would do abs by just hanging up here and doing some leg raises or some crunches, but suspended to get that better ab contraction. But what I'm gonna do instead is some cable crunches down here. Now I find cable crunches to be a lot better than regular crunches because it really protects your spine. And honestly, my spine sticks out a lot, and it really sucks to have your spine grinding on the floor when you're trying to do abs. For the cable crunches, really focus on that contraction to get the full benefit from the exercise. Kind of vlogging is a little bit embarrassing because I'm always watching to see if someone's going to run in. But pro tip, if someone does walk in on you, just act like you're in some sort of video call with someone. Just be like, oh, I'm sorry, someone just walked in, I'll call you back later, alright? So I'm over here by this door to Narnia to finish up my workout with some push-ups. Since I already did legs the day before, I only did the wall sits 3 sets for as long as I could go. If you want to do more legs, Some of the cable machines will show you some exercises that you can do, but what I would honestly do if I really wanted to work legs is just do bodyweight squats until absolute failure. Maybe do about 100 reps, 200 reps, just anything to really get that burn going. Alright guys, now that's the end of this video. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed the different vlogging style. If you did, leave a comment in the comments below and let me know which one you prefer, my voiceovers or doing this sort of live vlogging while I'm actually working out. Again, I hope you guys really enjoyed this video and I'll talk to you guys later.